Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of the Thursday Night Live open mic. Tonight is just a great night. I've been off for a couple of weeks now, and my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, was holding it down, and I so appreciate him for that. But tonight he will be off taking a little R&R for himself, and he will return shortly. But nevertheless, I am going to get the show started for this evening. We look forward to a great night of poetry and whatever you have to share on the open mic tonight. I guess I'll get the party started with just reading one of my favorite poems in the Synchronized Ink Anthology of Poetry that I haven't read in a while, but I just happen to love this poem. It's very simple, but it's something that I really, really, truly enjoy reading. And I'm going to start it off tonight with just that poem. And you know how we do it on the open mic. You kind of mix it up just a little bit, and we make sure we keep all our artists in rotation, as well as give you some live readings as well. And we, of course, we also mix it up with a little bit of music. But let me get it started here. All right. I am going to read one of my poems entitled, I Am Love, and Love Is Me. Here goes. I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the coals of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love blood stains. I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone because I am love and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free. That's my piece entitled, I Am Love and Love Is Me. And that's in the Synchronized Ink Anthology of Poetry. All right, we're going to get the show started up in here. And just kind of, you know, go along with a few readers. And like I said, we're going to mix it up this evening like we always do. And make sure we keep our artists in rotation. We have some great things that we're going to be doing with the Poetic Energy Network station in the future, but we won't unleash what that will be just now, because sometimes it's not always good to say right off the. But let's do this. Let's go ahead and get it started and kind of go from there. Okay, I think BTR is having a little issue here. So let me refresh my page. Maybe it's my browser. But I am going to play. A little bit of music here. How about that? And then we'll get into more of the spoken word for this evening. And we're going to play, feature music, Soul Child, and Chrisette Michelle. And we'll be back after this. Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down this evening alone because my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, is taking some time for himself, and he has to do that every now and again. Besides, he held it down for me for the past 2 weeks because I have been busy, and he held it down for the past 2 weeks, so I so appreciate him for doing that for me. That's what having a co-host is all about. I love this Blog Talk environment because he's in a different state, I'm in a different state, but we still all, we can still put it all together for you guys, even still, even if one of us has to be gone. So I certainly appreciate him, and we're just going to keep it going. You know how we do on the open mic, you know, we mix it all up a little bit for you. We give you a little bit of music, some spoken words, some live spoken words. Some people may sing, some may come with some comedy. Who knows? We just never know what somebody's going to come through and do. But nevertheless, I'm going to keep the show going here tonight. You were just listening to Oh Yeah, featuring Music Soul Child and Chrisette Michelle. That was a divine piece right there. I'm just going to keep it going here. And before that, I read I Am Love and Love Is Me. That was one of my favorite pieces. And I just want to just encourage everybody, you know, not everybody is a performer. So if you feel like you just want to read your piece, I see quite a few people on the line. You know, go ahead and be brave. Select option one. We always embrace you in love here on the show. We're not looking for no celebrities, but if you happen to be one, that's okay too. But, you know, this is just an environment for you to come to and express yourself in the way you desire. So I'm going to keep it going here. I see someone brave, became brave and raised their hand. All right. We're going to take that caller here. Caller from the 832 area call. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Ms. Poetic E, how you doing? This is Keith.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm here.
You here? All right, what you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to do anytime, any place.
All right.
All right. Just let me, anytime, any place. Let's make love in open air and space. Let our spontaneity out. Let our hearts race. Respond to my touch on instinct, heart's pace. Our passion thrown to the wind. Let our passions be unbound. Anytime. Any place, let's not care who's around. Let's just let go. Releasing all our inner inhibitions, holding up walls with naked frames as passersby and onlookers watch and talk. All we witness is one another in strong whispers and ears of each other's names. Chances taken from displays of affection, taken chance after chance with each stroke of so-called indecent exposure, but this is any and everything but. This is much more than just lust or trying to get a quick nut. This is the epitome of ecstasy. But we epitomize the definition of global warming and heat indexes rise above record-breaking temperatures. When new languages are born and heavy breathing is our literature. Confronting face to smile from the easy accessible springware that adorns you. Ready to conquer and confiscate your white water rapids, cause a ripple effect in passion's pond as my words murmur through my muse, which is you. Anytime, any place. Let me tantalize you into positions in which my hands to your body are positioned. Let your lips drip love's elixir as I get love drunk off love's liquor as I lick her into submission. She wishing the cops come and stop, son, because it feels so damn good what I'm doing. Not knowing whether to scream out of passion and take the chance of getting caught or to muffle the sounds, knowing it's not going to stop. Anytime, any place. We both just drop. That's that piece.
Hmm. All right. You know how we do. We got to clap it up and show you some love, of course. Woo! Any time, any place. Wow, sometimes it's just some poetry that just kind of leaves you speechless because it's the depth of where it takes you in some things. That was like almost like a central spiritual experience just hearing those words. I don't know if that makes it a central spiritual experience. That's the only way I could describe that piece.
I'm glad you like
it. All right, my brother, thank you so much for sharing that piece. Please let us know, everyone, how to stay connected with your work, what you got going on, what you want to promote. You got the floor still. So.
Okay, I'm Keese Williams on Facebook, Q-U-I-S-E. I'm not the little young cat with his shirt off, but the other one. Yeah.
All right.
My book's in the works, so be looking out for that. It'll be called The Remnants of Me. It'll be coming out under Inner Child Press in the near future. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right. We look at The Remnants of Me. We definitely going to look out for that. All right. Especially if it's, you know, indicative of what to expect from what you just spoke of. I mean, you just spit on the mic tonight. We know we just going to treat. All right. Thank you so much, my dear brother, for coming through.
Thank you.
All right. That was Brother Keys holding it down on the mic. That central piece right there just really it's still doing something to me. But I'm going to keep it going. You know how we have to do it. I got some things I need to do tonight and make sure that we keep it in rotation, you know, some announcements that we need to make, some promises that I need to keep with keeping our artists in rotation. So with that being said, I'm going to go down the line. I see some more people are brave enough to throw up their hands and share on the mic tonight, so we're going to let them come on through and do what they got to do. All right. Okay, caller from the 202 area code, your exchange is 294. We have a few people from 202. You're on the air with Miss Poetic Energy. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
What's up, Poetic E? This is Larie.
Hey, Mr. Larie Edwards.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you tonight. What you going to do tonight?
Huh?
What you gonna do tonight that you ain't gonna do on the stage?
I'm gonna do a little bit of something. I got a surprise for you on the stage, but this one, I wrote a piece tonight. I had started a little riot on Facebook. I don't know if you're familiar. The young lady from Virginia Beach, Virginia, that won a gold medal, I think her name is Gabby. I forgot her last name. I wanted to give her a shout out and congratulate her, but there was some little bad press. There was a couple of sisters hating on her, talking about how, you know, nappy her hair was and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm like, hold on. You know, she just won a gold medal. I think she won like 3 or 4 different categories. The first woman to do it, and she's a sister, you know, and it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
16, so this kind of inspired this piece right here that I already posted on Facebook.
Okay.
It's called Message to Crabs in a Barrel. I feel I have to write this piece because it seems this nonsense will never cease. I see black-on-black crime as ongoing phenomenon going beyond the streets. Whether Willie Lynch is real or fictitious, we seem to let the effects of it just send our unity in retreat. It is 2012 and some of us still on this light-skinned, dark-skinned shit. We are a beautifully complected race, yet we are enslaved, yet too enslaved to embrace it. Some of us are too damned ashamed to claim our ancestry in the motherland. Well, if your dumbass would research, this is where mankind began. It ain't no blaming the white man for no more of his sins, because we the ones doing ourselves in. Self-inflicted bullshit, jealousy, wicked nonsense with ourselves leaves no one or us improvement for our higher selves. Or let me get downright personal and gritty. Yeah, that's right. Time for someone on one. Let's get shitty. So, you homie, you're selling drugs on the block that's not your own. Mind you, it is legal, but mind you, it's illegal, but you mad at the dude getting more, so you want to pick a bone. It's enough out here for everybody, so we all trying to survive. Staying on top, being the man, and killing or eliminating the next man is the way to thrive. Or what about that brother or sister in the workplace working hard to get that promotion? But you, so bitter, you bitter-ass fellow African-American worker, you're hating on them because they feel like they should get there. So you cause commotion, so you do little hideous acts to try to sabotage or keep them back. Or what about that sister looking fly, smiles and is friendly as she walked by, but you and your female henchmen got to grit on her for no reason. Why? Because she might be prettier and get more attention? If you only had love for yourself, you would not have to tear down anyone else. So you a little heavy or a little thin or a little dark or light or damn near white. See, the beauty in you, you realize the beauty in yourself. So tell me this. If you're such a baller and a shot caller, most of us don't run businesses, make our own clothes, or build our own land. You a big timer amongst your own folk, but a coward and an Uncle Tom in front of the man. You claim to be so strong-willed, yet you even claim to fear God, but you're still a slave to the mental conditions of the societal institution. You so messed up and full of slave-ran pollution. You run around trying to keep up with the latest everything that is going on, yet you got a nerve to hate racism, but you perpetuating your own, and that's what's going on. Those that aspire to achieve and realize their greatness, you seem to have joy trying to hold them back. Why? The answer is simple. You just sick to the point you don't have your own mind. For as long as this crap sickness in you, there ain't no third eye, because the two you have is forever blind. That's the end of my piece.
Ooh, ooh, Lord, Lady, that's right. Boy, I have to stand up for you. I know you can't see me, but hey, trust the mic on that one. Ooh, you done got me excited. I can't even find the clock for you.
I had to do that one.
Yeah. Woo.
I had to do that one. And enough said.
All right. But what you say, dude, you don't have to say, you don't have to say, you got the mic, and like,
yeah, I had to do that one. Enough said on that one. I'm going to sneak out of here because I know other people want to grab the mic, but I want to sneak some in, which you might get at the show.
Okay.
You might not. See if you remember this one. Put on your red dress and slip on those high heels and some of that sweet perfume. It sure smells good on you. Girl, you are so fine. I can't believe my eyes. I wanna take some time just to look at you. Tonight will be a special night, a many more to come. And I'm so glad to have you, baby, the promise of my life. Got me saying my. You sure look good tonight. You sure look good tonight. You sure look good tonight. on my mind.
There you go.
Woo! Now, Larry, we don't want you to have the ladies throwing their underwear up on the stage now. Oh, my goodness, brother. That was awesome.
Thank you so much. Just wanted to soothe. I didn't mean to get the tension high, but I wanted to bring it back down just a little bit.
All right.
You know.
That's Mr. Larry Edwards. I'm sorry, Larry. Go ahead.
Hey, man, just find me on Facebook, Larry Edwards, L-A-R-I-E Edwards. Everything is on my Reverb Nation page. You can buy my tracks from there. You can buy my album from Facebook fan page, Larry fan page. But go to Reverb Nation, fan me, like me. I'm number 83 on the charts. Move me up. Vote for me. I'm trying to get on The Voice. I got the link on my page. Go hit it. Say, we want Larry here. And just spread the love, but much love to everybody. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Real quick, Laura, you said you're trying to get on The Voice?
Yeah, The Voice, the show that comes on NBC.
Okay. And you need everyone to go to a link on
your
page?
Yeah. I think it's like a competition or something that's it's televised. I only watched it a couple of times. But it's pretty big time. And I got the link on my Reverb where you can just hit the link and just say, hey, we want Larry here. And whatever comment you want to say, hit that wall. I need 1 to 1,000 or more.
1 to 1,000. Okay. Yeah, I've watched The Voice before. So, all right, we're gonna have to help Larry get there, y'all. All right. Thank you so much, Larry, for coming through. We so appreciate you, as always.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's take it down the line, everybody. But, you know, we got to mix it up just a little. I know you guys are on the line. I see you. But let's mix it up a little bit. Thank you for the people who are hanging out in the chat room. We certainly appreciate your presence. Those who are on the switchboard, don't be scared. Mr. Larry did his thing, but you can come and do your thing as well. You know what to do, because I know they told you when you call. Option one is the thing to do. All right, we're going to keep it going here, but we got to mix it up a little bit. I heard my co-host, I've been off for a couple of weeks handling some things, you know, especially with the show that's coming up. What I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to play our pre-commercial really quick, and then we're going to come back with some more spoken word and music for you, some live callers, and keep the show going and hold it down. For the next 30 minutes, but here we go. It's going to go by real quick, so tune in and listen in, and this is going to tell you a little bit of who's going to be there, and I'll let you know who else is going to be there. All right, here we go.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Larry Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right. Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with none other than Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the evening time and on another Thursday night open mic live. And that was our commercial for our upcoming show this September the 29th at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. Oh, somehow I'm losing my voice, but hopefully you guys can still hear me. And to add to the list of people that are going to be performing on the stage, we have Mr. Hakeem Cransom, the spoken word artist here in Michigan. We have vocalist and model Miss Tierra Hardy Lovely. She gave us a sample a few weeks ago of what to expect from her on the stage. We have Miss Lavetta Pippen, who has her and her band that's coming to grace our stage. And then we also have Miss Coco, the last therapist, BET and Detroit owns comedy queen, who's going to be on our stage giving you up some funny that evening. So we are so excited that they are going to be with us. And we're going to have the Good News Choir. So we're going to have quite a bit of entertainers that evening that are going to really give you something to appreciate for that night, along with us celebrating, awarding, honoring all the phenomenal poets, musicians, and DJs, all of those people who were nominated in the various categories. So we are so looking forward to that. Make sure you go and go to the link at the Village. You can even go to the SpokenWordBillboard.com website. We have the hotel information and the ticket information. If you click on where it says ticket information, just click on the link and it'll take you right to order the tickets. You also can go to YouTube and see our pre-commercial, the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and there's also a link. If you click on Show More at the bottom, you'll be able to go through and purchase your tickets as well. Tickets are $25. That's $5 a week. So if you need to save up $5 a week just to get there, why don't you do that? Because I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. But I'm not going to take up the whole show with commercials and announcements, so we're going to keep it going here and flowing. All right, lovely people, I'm just going to say this real quick. I see you and I appreciate you spending time with me this evening, but I truly want to hear your voice. I don't want to do all the talking tonight. I see you are here and you're present. And, you know, again, we embrace you in love. If you don't feel like you want to perform your piece, you don't have to. You don't have to get into the isms and the schisms and all of that. If you just want to read it, you know, we love that too. But with that being said, I'm going to keep the show going and share with you one of our artists. Why don't we do one of our nominees? We'll do one of our nominees that for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. He's in category number one. That is the top 100, top 100 artists of the year. So he's one of the nominees. So let's check him out and see how and why he made it to that spot. Let's go. All right, we're going to do Kiss Away Your Tears with Mr. Kyrie Touré.
I read a scripture that said, God counts every tear that a woman cries. Woman, if that's true, then the men who hurt you are going to pay for all the tears they brought to your eyes. And for years I stood by while watching you deal with different dudes who didn't deserve you. Men who deceived you and emotionally hurt you, leaving you to become a bitter, bruised woman with a broken heart. And woman, what if I told you I wanted to apologize for all the guys who told you dishonest lies throughout the years? What if I told you that I wanted to be the man who holds you while you cry, so I can kiss away your tears? Beautiful woman, I know you're tired of disguising your sadness behind a fake smile. Trying hard not to cry when you're feeling depressed. And in your eyes are crystallized tears, hardened by all the years of emotional pain that you've suppressed. An ocean of grief rages within your heart. And your belief in love is drowning in despair. And sweetheart, that piece of tissue won't wipe away your emotional issues. You need to be comforted by a man who truly cares. That's why I'm here, because I recognize that a woman's heart is God's sacred vessel, and I'm tired of seeing you hurt by men who are verbally disrespectful and emotionally neglectful. And woman, weeping is not a sign that you are weak. Allow your heart to release those tears of sorrow and grief, and I vow to tenderly kiss away every tear that trickles down your cheek. And I know it's difficult allowing yourself to feel vulnerable, but I'm here to let you know you can let your emotions show. My job is to hold you and comfort you while you sob. Weeping is a way for you to emotionally detoxify. So woman, go ahead and cry. And I promise to be here to kiss away every tear that falls from your eye. I know it's hard to let go of your past, but I want you to know there are brighter years ahead tomorrow. And weeping and forgiveness is part of the spiritual cleansing that will wash away your tears of sorrow. True healing starts within yourself. And forgiving those men who hurt you in the past is necessary for your own personal growth and health. So don't be ashamed to let your tears flow. Weeping washes away the grief when you're depressed. Woman, don't you know that crying brings emotional relief and tears contain chemicals related to stress? For too long you've suppressed these tears inside. So put away your foolish pride. It's okay to cry when your soul is vexed. Allow me to kiss away your tears and I promise my lips are softer than Kleenex. And you no longer have to conceal the pain you feel. Release the pain so that your heart can heal. Your heart is safe in my hands. The only tears I ever want to see you cry are tears of joy. And I will stand strong beside you. Never again will you cry alone. Never again will I allow your heart to be hurt by habitual liars who fail to acknowledge the beautiful woman you are. I will be your friend to the end. And although I'm not the man responsible for your agony and woe, I want you to know that I love you. Sweetheart, I just want to be the man who stands with you through the rain. Allow my lips to kiss away your tear stain until no more pain remains. Until no more pain remains.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Kyrie Toure, and he has, that brother is phenomenal. He has a new CD out, The Passion of a Poet. His website is kharitoure.com. Going to check some of his work out. You will not be disappointed. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal spoken word artist, among other things. So make sure you check him out, and I'm happy to have him as one of the nominees in one of our categories for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And we're looking so forward to many of the nominees coming out and sharing with us, and a great evening for that night. All right, we're going to keep it going. I don't want to call any of you guys out, because that's not usually my style, but I want you to come forth and do your thing. We have people from 513-313-732-202. We have quite a few people from 202-314. I like to think my voice is okay, but hopefully you're not just calling in just to listen to my voice. I want to hear yours, too. So with that being said, we're going to keep the show going. Perhaps I will read another piece, but, you know, in just in the groove of keeping up with sharing some of our nominees, I want to play one more piece from one of the nominees. And that is Miss L. Renee. Now, she's not a spoken word artist, but she made it into our Soul Muse category for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And we are so looking forward to sharing in a great evening with, and hopefully she will be one of those winners of that award. We don't know. All bids are all nominees and winners are sealed, and so we won't know until that evening. With that being said, I'm going to play a quick track from her, which I happen to love dearly, With or Without Me. And then we'll come back and take some more calls. How about that? All right, here we go, Detroit.
Took me a while now, a while
All right, welcome back Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I'm your host, Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the evening time on yet another Thursday Night Live open mic. My co-host, Stevie G, is out for the evening, but he will return shortly. All right, we don't keep the show going, but we just have to share with you, Miss El Renee is a phenomenal R&B artist who's traveled just all over the place, touring with Kim. She's also one of our nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I don't know if she's going to be there, but she does know that she's nominated, and she's very excited about it. So hopefully we will get an opportunity to see her there. I did not mention we also have actor and musician John D. Green Sr. that will be sharing the stage also. Someone sent me a message on Facebook saying that, you know, you forgot to mention that John was going to be there. So, thanks for correcting me and letting me know that I forgot him, but he will be gracing our stage with some of his great original music, and we hope that you just really, really have a great time that evening. This will be the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and we're looking forward to a great, great time. All right, we are going to keep the show going here. I see more people have arrived. But all you got to do is select option one, and I'll know that you need to speak to me. Like I said, if you want to read a piece, you can do that. You don't have to perform it all the time. But with that being said, I'm going to come with another piece, and I'm going to pull it out of one of my books here. And I'm going to read a simple piece. It's entitled Yearning Love. Barely visible in the dusk of the calming heavens, the moonlight silver lining escaping the lids of my mental conception, revealing my secret yearning to become one with you, mixing our pigmentation to one consistency, one complexion. Eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I don't want to open them, afraid to lose the embodiment of your essence. My soul desperately yearns for you. The pages of my life unraveled, and it reveals you. Yet another part of me that includes you, I've got to have you. My heart aches for you all the night through. It needs to lay parallel with you. My soul moves steadily towards you. It gravitates to you like a magnet in a field of metal, but only my metal sticks to you because it's made for you. Your heart pumps the very essence of love. It's a heart so rare, love so true. Love wouldn't be love without beginning and ending it with you. Eyes zip shut, meditating on you. I will not open them up unless I'm opening them up to behold you. And that's my piece, Yearning Love. Just a simple piece, but I love it. I love speaking about love, but, you know, as my co-host would say, Michelle, you know, you got to clap it up sometimes for yourself, so I'm going to do that for just about 2 seconds. All right, all right, all right. All right, that's all I need. You know, I don't need the big head. I need to, you know, I like to remain humble. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. I guess, my lovely people, I so appreciate your presence here. But again, don't be afraid, but I do appreciate that you're here listening with me, 513-313-202-732-314-734-248. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we appreciate you. So I'm not going to press you any longer. If you just want to tune in, we appreciate that too. You guys heard us mention about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. We are so looking forward to that going down in Canton, Michigan. We have an array of phenomenal, talented people that are going to be there, and we just, you know, are looking forward to a great, great time. We're going to keep the show going here, and we're going to put another one of our artists who have made it onto the charts into rotation here because it's just that important. You know what I mean? I see a couple people hands coming up. Okay, you gotta go. You're gonna force my hand now. All right, we're gonna play one of the I'm trying to find Israel. This is a phenomenal brother. He made it onto our charts, and we're just looking forward to more and more great things from this brother. But I love this piece that he has. She Aligns Me. And I am going to play that very quickly, and then we're going to take some more callers. So please be patient with us because we see you, and we love you for being here. All right, we're going to take this piece, play this piece right here, and then come back to you.
Shaka. So I was sitting thinking about you, and I came to the conclusion that life without you is like spring with no flowers that bloom. This is me being the elephant in the room, doing something new to show you my love. I care about the little things about you, like the way you laugh when I'm being silly, knowing well every joke ain't funny, baby. You compliment me from your toes to your hips, even to your chap lips and ashy elbows. I'm just playing. Just wanted to make you smile. So that's what aligns the planets and stars. Not trying to seem corny or lame, but I feel it's time to make love to your brain. Show you I care to listen to your tears. I want the image of me to stay in between the space of your ears. And no, I'm not perfect. Yes, I've made many mistakes, but I'll better me cause you're worth it. And we can do this. It's ordained by the heavens. So here's my apology, my plea, and my decree. Baby, you were created unique just for me. So maybe I can make it up to you tonight. In the words of Navi, I got
chocolate covered orgasms. And baby, when you smile, you align the planets, illuminate the stars, organize the universe. Your eyes have a special relationship with the sun, because every time you would open them, the sun would rise just to get into your line of sight. So your future looks bright. Your skin, the color of majestic mahogany at midnight. Baby, you carry the ancient aura of Isis. Your style, your walk, your intellect, priceless. The symmetry of your body resembles the symbol of infinity. For your curves, baby, are never ending. You have the power to hover over melanated manhood and resurrect dismembered erections. The inspiration in me came alive the first moment I heard you speak. For I never knew that beauty had a voice, and without a choice, I began to learn to yearn your language because your poetry. Baby, your poetry was layered in matriarchal wisdom, coded with verbal hieroglyphics, dating up to the moment I became your verbal audio archaeologist. Baby, I was digging you, a melanated, carbon-dated goddess. I was really digging you. Baby, you are a verbal Reiki master. Healing is in your words. You see, I saw the light in your eyes that led me to the windows of your soul, and I saw where time was being manufactured in your womb. Your womb serves as a gateway for any man that wants to be born again. Before time began, it was you who gave birth to fire, raised it as your son, and when you were done, you smiled and realigned the planets with chocolate-covered orgasm.
Ooh, I just love that piece. She Aligns Me. He runs deep with that. All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We're going to keep the show going here. We got 7 more minutes remaining. For some reason, I am losing my voice. But hopefully you guys can still hear me and understand me clearly. I'm going to take the very next caller on the line. And Calling from the 504 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, this is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I heard you only say there's 7 minutes left, and I think there's someone else on the line, so I guess I'll just jump in then.
All right.
Okay. This one doesn't have a title quite yet, so here goes nothing.
Okay.
Through the woods I walk alone, bare blood and barren bone, a suffering mind and a heart of stone. On through the woods I walk alone, and here I often think aloud of the thing which I would be most proud. I think of the children I've yet to have, and how I love them so. I think of what joys it is to be a dad, and that this I surely know. And so I go, and go on about the wife I have yet to meet, the way her lips taste so seductively sweet, that I put dessert aside in the evenings and instead regard her as my treat. And still I walk alone, and often think aloud, head deep within the clouds, of the children growing now, and with no signs of slowing now, as life seems to be towing the bow of my greatest ships, sailing away. Please not today, I almost say. Instead I hold them close and whisper, tell your mother how beautiful she looks today. And as she smiles and looks across at me, I tell her myself, but without a word. And she tells me she loves me without her lips, and I remind her forehead that I do too with mine, for she is mine, and I am hers, and still I walk alone. And here often think aloud through the fog of woods, sometimes shrouds, of the bliss and a kiss goodnight, as my children sleep tight. But they are nearly man and woman now, and I often wonder how they set sail so fast. It seems that their time in port is so short before they raise their mast. And as I realize it's time for me too to find rest, my love finds a place between my shoulder and chest, and sails off into her own dreams. But not I, for my dreams lay before my very eyes, and still I walk alone. And here I often think aloud of the thoughts that most often crowd. I think again of my children. I think of how lucky I am to have had the privilege of seeing their first steps and the honor of helping them from their first falls. And now they walk on their own 2 feet to become mothers and fathers, to become husbands and treats, to move forward, to sink, and rise again. I think again of my wife. I think of how lucky I am to have had the privilege of having her lips against mine and the honor of having her at my side for what seems like so short a time. And now we hold each other's arms to become grandmother and grandfather, to live forward, to sink, and never rise again. And still I walk alone, barren blood and barren bone, a suffering mind, a heart of stone, still I walk alone.
Huh. Ooh. I thought I recognized your voice. Phenomenal brother. He gets it in and he goes. I so appreciate that piece. Wow. Wow. I definitely got to clap it up for him. And, wow, that's one intriguing brother right there. All right, let's clap it up for him. There's nothing more to say about that piece, but I so appreciate when that brother comes through. But he's full of mystery and intrigue. But nevertheless, we always enjoy when he comes through. All right, we have 1.5 minutes remaining in the show. I just want to take this moment to thank all of you for coming out and sharing in this hour of poetry and song and all of those great things with us here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We're looking to do greater things with the network, but we're going to move in the flow of the Most High. That's all I can say. But we're going to take it out tonight on a different note. Just please remember to spread the word about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards in Michigan. We need to sell tickets and more tickets as much as we can, but we got some things coming up. You know, we still, it's around the corner here, so make sure you spread the word, and we'll love you for it. Just want to say peace, everybody. Have a great day tomorrow, and always live a purpose-filled life. Allow yourself to be a person of purpose, great strength. Endeavor to do those things that you desire to do, and don't let nobody tell you you can't do what you can do. All right, with that being said, we're going to take it to the airwaves and take you on home tonight. Thank you all for tuning in again on the Poetic Energy Network station with your girl, Poetic Energy, and we're going to take it home with some old school music, and we're going to take it straight from the heart with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good night, everyone.
Something comes over.
this setting time again, spread the word about the spoken word, Billboard Awards. We love you. Peace. Good night.